Once again, Dr. Simeon Hine. Doctor, from Ryan in Mesa, Arizona, this is kind of intriguing. You know, I get these little computer messages as we go, and he blasted me this one. Art, since sound is energy, what if the changes in voltage read by these instruments are indicative of some sort of inaudible sound? Different levels of energy equal different frequencies of sound. Are the spheres being called to the circles by these sounds?
I like it.
I thought you might.
I like it. Yeah, it's good. We don't know what's going on here, but there's a lot of exciting possibilities. And I like what he wrote. It's good.
Now, I heard you say you're going to move into the arena of sound in your investigation. I thought, well, there we go. That and the fact they're attracted to the circles might add together. All right, to the telephones. You never know what's waiting, Simeon. So,
bring them on.
Yeah, all right. Here you are, west of the Rockies. You're on the air with Dr. Simeon Hine. Hello.
Are you speaking to me?
I am speaking to you, sir.
Very good. During the break, I called Michael Glickman in England and told him what this gentleman has been saying.
Ah.
And he thinks on the grounds of that all the complicated ones are man-made, he thinks it's rubbish. And you could call him right now, Art, if you like. And
Michael Glickman thinks the concept of the big ones, the complex ones, being human-made, he thinks that's rubbish.
You could get him and you could have a two-way debate. I think I can probably give the gentleman a run for his money, but Michael could do a wonderful job of...
Yeah, are you sure? Him. Are you sure Michael's awake?
Was awake 2 minutes ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I have his number here.
Yeah.
You probably have it, don't you?
Well, I've got it somewhere, but you really got
to... Take me off the air and I'll give you the number.
Really, huh?
Yeah. I'd like to speak later, too, but Michael can do a better job of pulverizing him than I can.
Well, now pulverizing
all
is
right,
not,
all
not
right.
A socially acceptable
in a way.
Oh, please. I mean, we have the right to disagree without pulverizing each other.
Right.
Come on,
all
we're civilized people here. Now, let's not start burning witches at the stake because I don't agree with some of the fundamentalist researchers. I mean, I'm entitled to my point of view.
Wait a minute.
Yes, you are, and I apologize for using that.
Fundamentalist
term.
Researchers. That's interesting. An interesting phrase, I must say. Caller, can you hold a second?
Yes.
All right. Hold on a second there, caller. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. All right. Here. Well, you're off the air now. What's the number for Mr. Glickman? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. I think I got it all. All right. All right. Thank you. Well, okay. I'm. Listen, you're off the air, so yeah, you're right. I mean, I can't do this. We're on a talk show here, so I got to go. All right. Thank you very much. All right. So, Dr. Hine.
Yes.
You know, what do you think? It actually might be. You know, This is a very non-trivial point. I mean, whether these things are man-made or not, right?
It's an important point, and of course, not everyone's going to agree with my point of view on it. Of course, not everyone has been out with the circle makers at night like I have, and other researchers have been out with the circle makers, and I think if you're scientific, at least, you know, we live in a modern era where we're open to looking at new types of data, right,
mm-hmm.
new types of information. I think it's healthy to be open-minded. I didn't call my book Opening Minds for nothing. I think if you look at the evidence...
Hold on one second, Dr. Mr. Glickman, Michael? Hello, Michael? You know, I had Mr. Glickman. Yes, hello, Michael Glickman? All right, hold on. Michael, it's Art Bell. All right, can I put you on the air for a sec? Michael, is it okay to put you on the air for a second? Yes, I'll give you a minute. Go ahead. All right. I'm going to put him on hold. I'm going to do this. I mean, this is a very non-trivial point.
It's important.
For you to be coming on the program and saying, look, even the biggest, most intricate, and I've looked at these from, you know, the aerial shots here sitting in front of the audience, and I've told this audience, and I still really say it now, I can't believe that humans could do it. It's beyond my comprehension that humans could have done some of these. Yes, sure, granted, some of them. But it would have, in my opinion, have taken an army of people to produce some of these. And so I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try and put Michael Glickman on the air. Michael, are you there? He's not there yet.
No, people obviously disagree about this, and it's a very emotional issue.
Yeah.
But I think to be healthy, we live in an era where we're open to different interpretations, and I think we should be allowed to have different interpretations of the same phenomena without wanting to burn each other at the stake.
Well, okay. Michael, are you there? No, I hear telephones shifting around, but I don't yet hear Michael, and so I'm not sure what we're going to do here. We'll just hold tight, I guess, for a minute. I sure would like to get him on, because he has been on in the past, and he has really strongly made the case that they just simply all could not be.
Hello?
Yes, hi, Michael.
Hi.
Let's see, it's like morning back there in England, right?
Yeah.
So, see, now you're on the air, and you're on the air with Dr. Simeon Hine. And
the doctor of sociology, I think.
Yes, actually, that's correct. And he's made the case that all of the crop circles, virtually all of them, the large, intricate ones that I think you and I have agreed in the past, it would be impossible for humans to have made, he says they are, in fact, made by humans. And one of my callers called and said, well, you know, I just called Michael in Great Britain, and he said that's rubbish. And that was a word he used, rubbish. And so I thought, well, okay, fine. Let's get you on the air with Dr. Hine and see.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Well, was rubbish the word you used?
No, it wasn't. The word I used was...
Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't.
No, I won't use it. I mean, it's a nonsense. I've known Simeon for many years, and in fact, Simeon has approached me and thanked me for being the person whose lecture brought him into the study of crop circles. And I have to say that I'm deeply ashamed of it, because he's trivialized, traduced, perverted the subject, the study of the subject.
Huh.
I mean, there is absolutely not an ounce of support for his nonsensical hypothesis.
Dr. Hine?
Well, I mean, how many demonstration man-made circles do you have to see to be convinced that people actually can make these circles? Now, I want to say that Michael is correct. He did bring me in. He was one of the people that brought me into the study of this subject, and I respect him. But even people that respect
so
each other can
that
disagree.
The demonstration man-made circle includes all circles that ever arrived? Are you
saying that if I have
banknote, do I destroy the American currency?
Michael, because
hold on.
Yes. Because of the distortion, Michael, get away from your phone a little there in Great Britain. We get strange Atlantic thing.
Can I restate my position?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm arguing that all crop circles are man-made. There is clearly evidence from witness reports, people that I know that have seen ones that are made by something else. But my argument is simply that I believe the mantle of crop circle authorship shifted in the 90s to human-made circles from something else, mostly from something else to mostly human. I don't believe it takes away from the magic of the crop circles one iota, and I think they're just as mysterious as they've always been. I just think the mechanics of it is a little different than I originally thought, but I know that they're real and that they contain a communication from other dimensions, other information and energy, and I think that human beings are allowed to participate in that magic. I think that's why we're here on the planet.
Michael, what is the best evidence that you could cite that there have been circles made that it would be totally and completely impossible for man to have done, large, intricate ones?
Well, there are two evidences that I can cite, and one of the best evidences that I can cite is the fact that on every occasion when people come up with this nonsensical claim of the magnitude of human participation, on study, it's found to be utterly hollow. Now, when Colin Andrews ran around with his 80% claim, I spent 6 months studying his work. I probably know more about Colin Andrews' claim than even Colin Andrews does.
Wow.
I would recommend your readers to log into swirlednews.com and look at my two articles called 80% Proof, which shows that this claim was utterly spurious. Now, going on from that, all the hoaxes are demonstrably out to deceive. They never give out real information. They delight in the deceit of others. And Ron Russell and Simeon Hine and many others are regarded as the hunted heads, the trophies on their walls. In this country, these people are sneered at for falling to con men. Now, this is one side of the argument. The other side of the argument, the reality of the circles, as opposed to the hollowness of the claims otherwise, the reality of the argument is simply brought about by the assiduous and continuing studies of people who are crop circle researchers and are finding continuously components in circles which could not be randomly or accidentally placed there by a bunch of people in at night time. I'm not a professor of sociology. I was a professor of architecture. And so I know about geometry and design and number. And I have been finding for 14 years now consistency of what I can only call genius in the design construction of these forms. And I know Matt Williams and John Lundberg. I know all these people. I've known them forever. And I wouldn't allow them into my freshman class. And the suggestion that these people, because Simeon has been seduced into watching a staged demonstration, the suggestion that these people could attain the majesty and precision and articulacy of the program of formations we've been having for all these years is ludicrous. I mean, we have now had some research done by Alan Brown, who's a young man, a geometer of very great skill, who has backtracked over the whole program of quintuplets, which are the dice five-spot formations, early formations. The whole program of these has been studied since the mid-80s.
Okay.
And various protocols, geometric protocols, have been thrown at them, and it has been discovered that every single one of these formations squares the circle. Now, this is one of the most important ancient exercises in sacred geometry.
Michael and Dr. Hine, look, it's either been demonstrated by a group of people that they can do one of these 10-acre intricate monsters, or it hasn't. Is it possible that humans can do it physically? Can do it in some of the times that we've seen these things done, or not?
No.
Well, I think they can, and I think Michael has not mentioned, he's only mentioned two circles out of about 40 that I know, circle makers. And some of the best of the circle makers, he doesn't even, he's not familiar with them. These circle makers have said they would like to do a demonstration in the daytime for all of us to see. The big ones, I'm talking about.
Well, let's have it. I'd like to see it.
We need to find a farmer, pay the farmer for the field. It all has to be set up. We would like to do this. Yes, and
we do it every year. Film companies come over and they think it proves something. Are you, Simeon, familiar with John Lundberg?
Of course. John Lundberg is one of...
stated specifically that the large Milk Hill formation was not made by people and could not be made by people.
And you, do you believe him? You just said all. You just said all.
Occasion.
You said all the circle makers are deceivers. You said the circle makers are deceivers, Michael, and now you're saying they come up to you and tell you who's the author and you believe them. I would tell you that the first thing a circle maker would say is no human could make those. Do you know why? Most of them do not want it to become forward that they make them because they know that people like you and other researchers will pay more attention to them if you think they are not being made by people. And most
Did
of them are not like Matt.
Did you go into Milk Hill?
Excuse me?
Did you go to Milk Hill?
No, I had left England right before.
I went into Milk Hill. And I have to say, its size was such that the people on the far side of the formation when I went in looked like ants. It was not a flat field. You couldn't see the whole formation from anywhere apart from the air. And I'm an ex-architect.
Well,
I've done engineering work.
Can I ask you,
I do not
can I ask
believe
you a question?
It could be laid out.
Michael. If
Set
a group,
out.
If John Lundberg and his crew came up to you and said, "Will you watch us do a demonstration at night?" Would you accept their offer?
No.
You see, so.
Well, now wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You won't. You won't look at the evidence.
The
Wait a minute, Michael. Hold it, Michael. Hold on. Why not? Why would you not accept an offer of?
I tell you, they would ask me to watch personally. I have been asked to watch personally on many occasions, and I've not done it.
Why not?
I've taken the results of the event and studied them after the event, but I will not grace them with my presence because I think they are deceivers. I mean, I saw this famous one that so moved Simeon at Cheryl, the 11-fold, and it's junk. It's a piece
of
design.
The Circular magazine called it one of the great circles of all time.
Who
and I know
it
local
magazine?
Read the Circular magazine from the Center for
it's
Crop Circle Studies.
Magazine.
And I know people that live near your area who told me as soon as they saw it, they knew it had been made by aliens because they could feel the
who
energy coming off. I will not reveal this person's name. This person said they, as soon as they saw it, they knew it had been made by aliens. They could feel the energy coming from it. And I do believe it generated energy. Maybe it wasn't made by aliens, but the circle was real. So the fact that you don't like the appearance of the circle doesn't mean that the other ones that you do enjoy weren't made by people. That's not very logical, is it?
No, it's not very logical. But, I mean, after 14 years of assiduous study, I have yet to have this position shaken.
All right, listen, we're coming down here. Michael.
Say, point one that I made about this.
Michael, hold on.
In a way more.
Hold on, Michael. Hold on. We're at the bottom of the hour, and I've got a break here. Whew. Dr. Simeon Hine and Michael Glickman from Great Britain. We'll be right back. This is Coast to Coast AM.